The number of newly laid-off Americans filing for jobless benefits fell last week to the lowest level since the beginning of the year. According to the U.S. Labor Department, new unemployment insurance claims totaled 521,000, down from 554,000 the previous week. Joel Neroff heads Neroff Economic Advisors consulting firm.
This was a somewhat better than expected number. What this is telling us is that the really great problems in the unemployment situation are behind us. We're still having too many people file for unemployment claims, but we're beginning to see some firming in the labor market itself.
Neroff says the number of new jobless benefits claimants will have to fall even further to about 450,000 a week to prevent overall unemployment from continuing to rise. The unemployment rate stands at 9.8% and is widely expected to top 10% in coming months, even if the U.S. economy records positive growth in the final quarter of the year. Among the hardest-hit segments of the U.S. economy is the retail sector. But collectively, America's stores recorded the first sales gains in more than a year in September. The 0.1% rise may seem minuscule, but compares favorably to a 1% drop a year ago. Retail analyst Candace Corlett says consumers remain frugal.
There's a real consumer movement afoot that says, I don't want to go back to the debt that I used to carry. Consumers are being selective. It's not that they don't have some money to spend, but they're just not going to spend it everywhere.
The consensus view among economists is that consumer spending is urgently needed in the short term to spark economic expansion, but that ultimately Americans must save more and consume less than they did before last year's financial meltdown. Earlier this week, Australia became the first industrialized nation to raise interest rates since the financial crisis and global economic slowdown struck last year. Thursday, the European Central Bank left a key interest rate unchanged at a record low 1%, but said the worst of the recession is over. Michael Bowman, VOA News, Washington.